From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. Voters all over the state are facing unusually lengthy ballots on Election Day. Between the Senate race, all the congressional races, judicial races, school board, and other contests, there are more than 4,400 candidates for more than 2,400 offices statewide. No matter where you are in Louisiana, you can expect to see at least 20 items on your ballot. And once you're in the voting booth, you won't have much time to decide. Okay, we've got a lot to get through in 3 minutes because that's all you've got in the voting booth. It even says right here in state statute, a voter shall not remain in a voting machine longer than 3 minutes. If a voter fails to leave a voting machine promptly after a commissioner has notified him that 3 minutes have elapsed, the commissioner shall have the voter removed from the voting machine. Meg Casper, press secretary for the Secretary of State, says you probably don't have to worry about that last part.
Rarely is anyone pulled out of a machine or treated unkindly.
The bigger concern is that voters won't make it all the way to the bottom of the ballot.
This is the largest election in terms of number of candidates, number of races that we've seen in 10 years.
Say you live in my district in Baton Rouge. That means you're voting for a Senate seat, 8 candidates right there. 12 candidates are running for the 6th district congressional seat. There are 3 judges to elect, 1 school board member, and then after that, notes Robert Travis Scott, president of the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, are the 14 proposed constitutional amendments.
3 minutes and you've got all these items on there. You only have probably an average of 8 seconds per item, to vote on. And that you might take that much time just verifying that you push the right button.
Based on the unscientific study that I did, the amendments alone can take 4 to 5 minutes to read for the first time. Some are pretty dense.
Do you support an amendment to authorize the legislature to create the Louisiana Medical Assistance Trust
Fund? Do you support an amendment allowing an authorized agent of a tax collector to assist in the tax sale process, including the sale of property?
Do you support an amendment to change the maximum number of departments in the executive branch of state government?
Do you support an amendment to establish the Artificial Reef Development Fund in the state treasury by depositing?
Do you support an amendment to require that 2 members of the Wildlife
Louisiana has one of the shortest voting time limits in the country. States including New Jersey and Indiana have even shorter limits of 2 minutes, while New York and Texas have no limits on the books. California, famous for its ballot measures, has a 10-minute limit. But California only has 6 ballot measures for voters to consider this time around. Louisiana has those 14 amendments. Scott says in 1970, voters got fed up with the bulk of the ballot.
There were more than 50 constitutional amendments that were put before the people. And what happened then is the voters rejected all of them. They just said no to all of them. Enough of this would change in the Constitution. We're not going to put up with it anymore. And then that led to a constitutional convention where they created a whole new Constitution.
Secretary of State Tom Shedler says it may be time to again consider some kind of restriction on the number of constitutional amendments put on a ballot. But for now, do your homework, because before you know it, time's up. Anne Marie Awad, WRKF News.